Welcome to CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus. It's a country of nearly 45 million people, one of the largest nations in Europe. And right now, it's in a struggle with itself. We're talking about Ukraine. It's kind of a crossroads, Western Europe to one side and Russia to the other. The tension happening in Ukraine right now is over which side the country should be closer to. Ukraine's president and many of its people prefer to be aligned with Russia. Ukrainians who want to move toward Western Europe have been protesting. They've taken over parts of the capital city, Kiev, and put up barricades around their gathering spots. That is until late Tuesday night.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning, and it would appear that the riot police have decided that this is the time to go into the square in full force. I don't know how we're going to get in. This is the only way down, and there are police three deep, but we'll try. Through these barricades, which have been up there for a long time. You can see the protesters manning the barricades, and there are hundreds of riot police here, but no easy access for them through into the square, which is exactly the way the protesters want it. Have moved down here with chainsaws to try and saw through these barricades and also use brute force to pull them back. And it does look as though in that corner it is giving way. You have this sea of helmets, the red helmets of the protesters against the black helmets of the riot police, head on head. And we'll see what happens next.
On Wednesday, protesters in Kiev started rebuilding those barricades that were torn down overnight. Catching up on a few other stories now, starting with Merrill Newman. The 85-year-old American is home after being held in North Korea for weeks. That country's government released a video in which Newman read a supposed apology for things he did during the Korean War. Newman says that apology was given under duress. Quote, anyone who has read the text of it knows that the words were not mine and were not delivered voluntarily. Next up, a lawsuit involving human rights for non-humans. The Non-Human Rights Project was suing to get chimpanzees some of the same rights as a legal person. Their goal was to get some animals moved from private owners to sanctuaries. Three courts in New York have rejected the lawsuits. The Non-Human Rights Project says it will appeal those decisions. And finally, a follow-up about an outbreak of meningitis, which involves inflammation around the brain and spinal cord. After several cases of the disease at Princeton University, school officials decided to offer students there a vaccine. This particular vaccine is approved in other countries, but not in the United States. Princeton says it'll cover the cost of the vaccine and only offer it to students and certain members of the university community.